League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
That's stupid as crap. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Card House. Here's John Brennato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and Dell live at Texas Card House. Just love it. If you are a poker player, this is the place to be. And as a matter of fact, in a little bit, Scott is going to come up here and talk about hijack poker, which you can play at home, but only in the state of Texas, because it's a Texas Card House deal. Download Hijack Poker app, and you can start playing today. We are at week six of the Texans schedule,
yep,
which is a bye. Early bye last year was like week 14, remember? That was a long time before they got to their bye.
I don't love early byes. It doesn't help you injury-wise typically.
No.
Not with as many players.
About halfway through is a good one.
I mean, C.J. Stroud gets hurt in week five, then you sure do like the bye in week six. But, you know, usually you like, you
Why
know,
are you saying something
week
like that?
10 and on, or week 9 or 10 and on is where they're starting to accumulate bumps and bruises.
You're really making me start to worry with the loss, with the Rams' offensive line. Then you talk about week five against Baltimore.
The Rams' defensive line is the most active in the NFL. Like, it's just the Texans, I don't see them being ready for that week. But the Texans' defense is really good. So,
well, 30-13 said the Texans were the most disruptive of any defense. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know that the Rams put a lot of points on the board either. So that should be a lower-scoring game, I think. Although, you know, you have Stroud, and let's see what Nick Caley can do. Nick Caley, we're going to find out a lot about him because you got a great defensive front. What can you do to take them out of play? Is it going to be through play calling with quick hit stuff? Is it going to be like, you know, this is really going to give us a feeling for who Nick Caley is. It's a good game for him. You know, you got Jared Verse and Fisk, and you got Taylor. I mean, you got some rushers up there. And Kobe, what's his name in the middle of the defense? Kobe.
Not Murphy.
No, really good.
Yeah.
Really active, disruptive guy. Hold on. I'll pull it up right now. Kobe Turner.
Turner.
So look at who you got. Puna Ford. You added Puna Ford. You got Brandon Fisk, Puna Ford, Kobe Turner, Byron Young, Jared Verse, Ty Hamilton you just drafted, who's a run plugger from Ohio State. Josiah Stewart, they got a front now. And so it's going to be interesting. But this is where Nick Caley's good plays come in.
Yeah.
The bad plays would have been that Bob Slowick called and that were 100% responsible for the Texans' downfall, he would have called really bad plays.
Right.
But what the fans have noticed is that Nick Caley calls good plays.
Right. Right. Well,
then CJ's going to be really good.
And that'll combat.
Because CJ didn't have a bad
year. Defensive line.
It was just the play calls and I also heard
the offensive line,
the passing scheme, and the route combinations.
Ah.
I heard the route combinations were a problem from some of
And what about adjustments?
Some of the coordinators.
He didn't make any adjustments.
Now, there may be something to that. I'm not going to joke around about that. They didn't do anything in a second. Gary Kubiak never made good adjustments.
So you come back after the bye, and you got Monday Night Football at Seattle. So
that's a
that'll
W.
be interesting.
That's a W.
That's a dub. Uh-huh. Then you come home and play San Francisco.
Win.
Then you're at home again against Denver. And then again at home against Jacksonville.
Win.
You got a three-game homestand.
Yeah, to me it gets real tough after this next stand. After that is where it gets a little tricky. But I think the Texans could start off with, 6-2, 7-2.
See, how many games in are you? Last year you had two stretches that were almost impossible. Remember when you
really
had,
tough
that were really tough 2-3 game stretches that were really tough. It really isn't
it's not,
that
it's not that brutal this year.
It's not that brutal. Even though you got a first place schedule after the three games against Denver, Jacksonville, and Tennessee, after the three games San Francisco, Denver, and Jacksonville, at Tennessee, which is not brutal. They're going to have a rookie quarterback. You've got Buffalo on a Thursday night, which is, for whatever reason, Buffalo comes here and you beat them.
If the Texans beat the Rams, it's not crazy to think they can start 9-1 with the loss being at Baltimore. That is not crazy because you're at home versus Tampa. Your road games are at, to start the season, your road games are at Jacksonville, at Seattle, which, whatever. I mean, we'll see what Sam Darnold can do. You are at the Titans. Through week 11, you've got road games at the Titans, at Seattle, at Baltimore, and at Jacksonville, and at the Rams. So the Rams and Baltimore are going to be tricky. I think you handle Jacksonville.
If you're, wait a minute. 8-7 and 3 or 8-2, it's just fun. It's great.
Oh, 8-2. But I'm saying I think you got a legit – if you can beat the Rams out of the gate, if your only loss is – look, it's not a layup to beat the Broncos at home. The Broncos are a pretty good team. Anytime you go to Seattle, it's loud and all that stuff. But I don't think San Francisco is going to be that great. I think that, you know, the Denver Broncos, and I think year two is going to be tough for Bo Nix because teams are going to have a little book on him. It's never super easy your second year. I think this really sets up well. But once you get past the Titans at the Titans, and this is where we're going now, week 12, it gets a little trickier.
Buffalo on a Thursday night.
But they're at home.
But for whatever reason, they play Buffalo well.
And they're at home.
Right?
Yep.
They beat Buffalo at home last year.
You're at the Colts, which could be very easy or very tricky.
Well, I mean,
depends
the Colts,
on
will the Colts have a quarterback situation settled by week 13?
I think it'll be settled. Will it be good? You know, that's.
I'm not
I mean,
sure
maybe
it'll be settled.
If it's settled into Daniel Jones, it
then
means,
it's a problem.
It means Richardson's done over there.
Well, or that means Daniel Jones. Somebody's playing well if it's settled.
Honestly, Daniel Jones
I think
has
that's
a much.
Be an unsettled situation all year.
Daniel Jones has a much better chance to have a good season under Shane Steichen. I have doubts that Anthony Richardson's ever a good NFL quarterback.
No.
So, I just don't know that he's built and wired for it. So, Daniel Jones could be an average NFL quarterback, I think, with Shane Steichen. An average can be good enough sometimes, and it could be a little bit tricky in Houston. Then you go to at Kansas City. Well, I mean, where, you're right. Where's the brutal stretch? That's as bad as it gets, I guess. On paper, it would look like at Baltimore, at Seattle, San Francisco at home, Denver at home. On paper, you'd say, well, that could be tough, and there's a bye week thrown in between. But I don't think that's actually that tough. You got Buffalo Bills at home. Then you're at the Colts. Then you're at the Chiefs. Okay. Then you got, but you got Arizona back at home. You got the Raiders at home. You're at the Chargers in week 17. And you got the Colts at home. This is not, the Texans have what's considered the 14th easiest schedule in the league. Opponents had a 481 winning percentage. Their Vegas over is 9.5 wins. I think it's over that.
You think it's over that? You finish up at Kansas City is a Sunday night game. So the Texans have. A Thursday night game against Buffalo. They have a Sunday night game against Kansas City. They have a Monday night game against Tampa and a Monday night game against Seattle. So while they were abysmal at the end of the season last year and really a disappointment, they still were a playoff team last year, and they're still getting a little bit of respect.
Still got through round one.
The Cowboys... I mean, it's almost – the Cowboys got week one. The Cowboys got, I think, the first Sunday night – yeah, they got the first Sunday night game as well, or the Sunday night game again. I mean, it's just ridiculous the Cowboys – and they're gonna suck. And our Texans are probably going to be 16-1, 15-2, right?
There it is.
Right? I mean, if we're going to go 10-1, we're going to carry this throughout the season, Dell. Lance already predicted a 9-1 start.
The very best record I see is 14-3, and I think it's doable.
See?
No joke.
That is not a joke.
I think 14-3 is doable.
I want to see the offensive line first. I really, really do.
I'm just assuming they're going to be a lot better.
Are they?
Based on what?
Based
power
on
of friendship?
I don't think. I think the worst you can do if your quarterback stays healthy is 9-8. Is the worst.
That's a lot different from 14-3.
Yeah, but their over-under is 9.5. I mean, the Vegas total, it is a lot different. I think the very floor is 9-8. I think the ceiling is 14-3, 15-2.
That's one seed territory.
Yeah.
So they finished.
I thought
up.
They could do that next. I thought they could. Now that's a big. You know, you got to take on a really good defensive line in week one. You got the Ravens, which I'm already marking as a loss. But if that division is as stinky as it was last year, and the Colts don't make a move up, and you got the Titans being the Titans and Jags being the Jags, you could end up 6-0 in your division. You got Buffalo at home. Your road games are Chargers. I mean, in theory, Rams, Ravens, Chargers, Chiefs. I mean, it could get a little tricky on the road.
Anything to
Seahawks.
Okay, you've got to go to the West Coast to start the season. You've got to go to the West Coast mid-season to go. Well, it's week seven to play Seattle. I mean, and that's a long trip. You've got to go to the Chargers. It's another long trip. You got to go to the Chiefs, which isn't nearly as long. But you got a little traveling now playing the AFC West and the NFC West this year. Nothing easy about those road trips. That's for sure. I don't see two losses in this schedule though. I just don't. Maybe you see it because you're a negative Nelly. Okay, but
you do this every year. If historically, how dead on have you been?
I've been dead on. Are you kidding me? What about the 14-2 year the Texans had?
What 14-2 year?
I don't remember what year that was per se.
Do we remember a 14-2?
Wasn't one that I recall.
No.
What about the 12-4 year? The Texans.
There was
had.
One of those.
There
yeah.
was one of those.
There was one of those.
That ended disappointingly.
That's the one where Matt
shot
got
hurt.
You could hear him screaming. No.
Me.
No.
Well,
that was
when he got his
that
ear
was the
chopped
next
off
year.
In
no.
Denver.
No. It was the next year when he went to when they went to New England. And
They wore Letterman jackets.
Well, that's not what – but I'm talking about the playoff game they lost.
That little thing.
Yeah.
That was no big deal, really.
We'll never beat the Ravens or the Patriots in the playoffs. Maybe never.
No. Now we could beat the Patriots.
It feels like never.
Now we could beat the Patriots in the.
You know, I'm looking at some of the notes from NFL. Our NFL research people has some of the notes. Do you know one of the things that's listed is your top? I don't see. I'm looking for a tough spot for the Texans, travel or otherwise. You got Monday Night Football against Tampa, but then, you know, you go to the Jaguars. That's not a tough flight on September 21st. You've got Monday Night Football again at Seattle.
But that's off a bye.
And you come back and you play the 49ers. So it's you're already at home the whole week. You're not going back and forth.
Yeah, right.
So that's not too bad. Thursday Night Football, Buffalo Bills. That does come off a game against the Titans. So you have a division game, but it's a home game against the Titans.
Yeah, you know.
And your
next
game is at the Colts. Not exactly murderer's row there. Sunday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs. You come back at home against Arizona. Like, there's nothing here that's brutal.
No.
They don't have a brutal turnaround like they had last year. We saw some last year.
They had two, three game stretches that were impossible. And it showed on that Christmas Day game against the Ravens. They were beat up. CJ was beat up because of the offensive line.
And there was no –
This whole season.
No, the Tank was still there. Yeah, Tank was still there.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
He was?
He was – No. He was already hurt by that time. So, top 10 revenge games, you don't have the Texans on here anyway. They had Cooper Kupp versus the Rams, Sam Darnold versus the Vikings. It's basically players playing against their old teams, with the exception of Chiefs-Eagles week two, Mike Vrabel versus Titans, Michael Penix versus – J.J. McCarthy is considered a revenge game. I don't really know why.
They played in a national title
game. Yeah, that's right. So there's that one. So there's none for the Texans. And the top ten quarterback matchups, you have –
C.J.'s in six of them?
Wow, he has none of
no.
them.
No? Well, he's not – dude.
He takes on
– He's about the 13th
hold
or 14th.
On, he takes on Pat Mahomes. He
Remember
takes
last
on Josh
year
Allen?
When he was a top five quarterback this time? Yeah, not so much anymore.
C.J. Stroud's not even in – he's not even considered an honorable mention. Jalen Hurts versus Pat Mahomes. So he plays Pat Mahomes. He plays Lamar Jackson.
He plays Josh Allen.
He plays Josh Allen. Those three, none of them are considered best quarterbacks?
Mm,
Him and Trevor Lawrence?
Not really.
Trevor Lawrence?
Not.
Yeah, CJ's bringing down the averages.
Yeah.
Look at this. Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels, week 6.
Well, but
Caleb has more hype than CJ going into your...
Caleb, little brother, has more hype than
Pats
CJ.
Pats him on the head.
I mean, Jaden Daniels does.
Yeah.
But Jared Goff is in here, Matt Stafford. I get it, I guess.
Your boy needs to come through this year.
He does. Yeah, well, he needs a little help.
Got to change
the narrative.
How about
an offensive line that can actually keep him off his butt?
He's got it. Well, that would help. But
the league in sacks.
Top wide receivers, cornerback matchups, none. Surtain versus Nico Collins doesn't even hit the board. Not even in best of it. I take Stingley versus Marvin Harrison Jr. is an honorable mention.
Will you disappoint?
That's the best?
It should be Nico versus Surtain should be in here 100%.
What about Stingley versus Puka or Devontae Adams to start the season? I mean, what? That Stingley doesn't even show up? The best cornerback in the league doesn't even show up in the best matchups?
No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it kind of speaks to what they think of the Texans' schedule being easy. Frankly.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. What I think of Robin and the Houston Powder Coaters, I think greatness. That is what – if you're looking for the best way to make your stuff look new again, it's Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters is the premier place in this city to get whatever it is that you need powder coated, whatever it is that you need to look new again, Houston Powder Coaters is the place. Houston Powder Coaters is awesome. They've got the experience. They've got the expertise. They've got the facility. You can go and see it, or you don't even have to. You know what? They'll pick up. They'll come over to your house, pick up all your patio furniture, or your boat parts, or your car parts, whatever it is that's metal that you need powder coated. They'll pick it up and deliver it absolutely free. You don't have to see them. You can text Robin and ask her exactly what the issue is, and you can ask her, "Hey, can I get this done?" And she will text you back, "Yes, yay or nay," or "You got to buy new stuff." And you know what? Houston Powder Coaters saves stuff. They'll even repair your patio furniture. So you're looking for the best way to get that powder coating?
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at Texas Card House. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live from Texas Card House, where it is on the Poker Atlas, $650,000 in guarantees for the rest of this month. So go to Poker Atlas, you download the app, and see exactly when you can get over here and play for $650,000. Guy won $400 buy-in, won $21,000 last night right here. $400 buy-in. The big events here, $100,000, that's starting up today, just $200 buy-in. $200 buy-in. And there's $100,000 on the line. How about that? That is awesome. So this is going to be a busy, busy place. Get on over here to Texas Card House, Green Ridge and Westheimer. All right. How many games do the Cowboys have on national television?
Six, and they were turds last year.
At Philly to start the season. Yeah.
Well, then they're being carried by Philadelphia
Sunday
and Washington.
Sunday night Green Bay game.
They're being carried by Philadelphia and Washington.
Yeah.
And Green Bay. I've noticed the same teams over and over.
Arizona, they got a Monday night game against them. Vegas, a Monday night game against them. They've got a Thursday Detroit 7:15 game. They've got a Sunday 7:20 game against Minnesota. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, you're front and center are the Cowboys, who've done literally, they can't even make the playoffs. They don't even make the playoffs. It's ridiculous. The Texans don't even come up. Lance is looking through all his notes, and I can tell he's getting a little pissed off.
So I'm sending this to somebody with the Texans, just saying, hey, you just might want to use this in the future. The NFL research, so we have schedule release research packets. NFL research is phenomenal. These guys are phenomenal. I think they missed some stuff here. But I'm reading through all these notes. They've got top quarterbacks, matchups of top quarterbacks. C.J. Stroud never in there against – he doesn't hit the board against Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, or Patrick Mahomes.
They don't figure that the Texans game against any of those guys is a notable matchup.
Nope. Then, not for quarterback. Then they have wide receiver cornerback. They don't have Nico Collins versus Patrick Surtain, which is a tremendous matchup. They don't have that. Okay, not even an honorable mention. Then I look at
what about the best corner in the league, Stingley?
Yeah, Stingley is an honorable mention once against Marvin Harrison Jr., which
he was mad.
He
last
could
year.
Come up with somebody way
what
better than
Puka?
That. Yeah,
Stingley and Puka.
Yeah,
or Stingley and Adams.
They may think Puka's going to work in the slot, and they may not travel the corner.
How about
maybe
Adams?
Adams. You could look at that. So then you have all the big quarterbacks. So the ones I'm looking at: Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson. They'll have six different things, like notable matchups. And they'll have Max Crosby in there. They'll have Tua in there for a quarterback. They'll have, for Josh Allen, it's Tua. Jets defense they have.
Is Will Anderson Jr. still in this league?
He's not mentioned. The Texans defense isn't mentioned by name. C.J. Stroud isn't mentioned at all. C.J. Stroud is ice cold. I'm just telling you now, in a weird way, Texans have been forgotten. Last year, they were the hot team.
Well, they disappointed.
They were the hot team.
There's a reason.
They disappointed.
They disappointed.
And the hot team now is Washington.
Yeah.
Washington's a hot team now. And
how many nationally televised games they get?
Six.
They did. Six. Who got the most? Chiefs,
seven.
Seven.
Cowboys, Eagles, and Commanders all got six.
Hmm.
Texans finished tied for 11th for most national.
At least they got – listen, 2 years ago they had zero. Zero. Well, remember, they had every game that started at noon.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
They were atrocious.
Right. And then – and now they jumped –
and last year, how many did they have? Five?
They jumped up – I think they had – was it five?
It was four or five last year, yeah.
They were definitely –
they were the hot ticket last year. Yeah. ESPN, you know, is this the Texans' year to take over the AFC? We were the talk, and – you know, and rightfully, I was on all over the Texans and my quarterback, and then just some things just didn't go our way. We had too many injuries that we had to fight through, and then some bad, you know, scheme. And
all those other
play
poverty
designs.
Quarterback teams.
Yeah.
And the Texans, look at what CJ did.
My quarterback looked like he
got River Oaks.
My quarterback looked like he got hit by some high property taxes the way he was playing.
Yeah, at River Oaks. That's what I'm saying. You know what those people pay? Okay, in property taxes, ownwell.com. So, listen, they got four nationally televised games. I think that's pretty good for them. The way they showed up at the end of the year on national television, not so bad to get four nationally televised games, if you want to know the truth, especially with what they did this year. I mean, listen, everywhere you look, the only thing that, as soon as you mention the Texans, what's the first thing that comes up? Soon as you mention the Texans, with every analyst, the first thing that comes up.
Hold on.
It's easy. The offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
The offensive line. Every single
if you're analyzing
analyst.
It,
yes.
Yeah.
It's the offensive line.
Well, defensive line
Have
comes
they done
up, too.
Enough? No. Defensive line is a positive.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You talk about their secondary taking the ball away a ton.
The only thing anyone, they can't protect CJ, and they got worse because they got rid of their left tackle. They picked up Ed Ingram and Lake and Tomlinson. They didn't do, they added stuff, but what did they add?
Yeah.
I mean, every single analyst, the thing that comes up with the Houston Texans, if they don't get the offensive line play this year, you're going to be an afterthought. It's going to be even worse next year.
Their offense, remember now, they had a really good running back, but they have a very good number one wide receiver, but their offense is a 6-8 win offense. Their defense is a 12-14 win defense. You've got one of the top takeaway units in football, I think the top, and you've got a great rush unit as well. Those two things, like you've got a defense that legitimately gives you a chance to win anywhere from 12-14 games.
Yeah.
But your offense is a 6-8 win offense. Well, you combine the two, and you can see that's how they ended up getting into, you know, the 11 win. Were they 11 or 10 wins? They were 10 wins last year, right?
Yeah, 10
in regular
seven.
Season.
They were 10-7 2 years in a row.
Yeah, they were 10. And I think it's because the defense pulled them along, and they were in a bad division.
Yep.
That's how they got to 10 wins.
They still had that first-place schedule, and it was a more brutal schedule. This is an easier schedule.
Way easier.
Playing the West and the West is much easier this year.
Way easier.
Yeah. So you got
although NFC AFC East wasn't as tough as you thought it was going to be.
Oh, except when you went
Jets,
to the Jets.
Patriots.
Wait.
Well, but it wasn't
Look
supposed
what you did.
It was supposed to be good, but they weren't good last year. We were just a footnote of their crappy season. Everyone got fired. They fired GM, head coach. We lost to one of the worst teams in football last year.
Right. You lost to the Jets. You beat the Bills.
You beat the Bills.
You beat the snot out of the Dolphins.
Beat the snot out of the Dolphins. You beat the Patriots.
The Patriots.
In a game that was closer than it should have been.
They won by eight. They won by a score.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a beating.
Okay.
It was an ass whooping.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You know, sometimes the score is not indicative.
Whatever you have to tell yourself, that you beat a mediocre team who never beats any good teams. You beat them by a score. So I don't know if the schedule is easier when you have a playoff team in the Broncos, right? The Chargers,
yeah,
playoff team as well. And then you have the Chiefs.
Yeah, but you beat the snot out of the Chargers in the playoffs.
Well, we'll see what happens this year. You know, I was thinking about this. You were mentioning Owenwell. C.J. Stroud exercised his squatter's rights year one as a top quarterback. Hey, you don't belong here, don't I? Get me out of the top 10. And then next year they got him out of the top 10. He's got to prove himself this year. And as you said, it has a lot to do with the offensive line. But hey, he was a squatter in year one. Prove you're not a squatter as a top quarterback this year.
Do you think he was squatter?
He exercised his squatter rights in year one. Didn't leave, just stayed. And then in year two they got him up out of there. Maybe the homeowner called a couple uncles and threw him out. This year, maybe pay for your spot, CJ.
CJ lives in River Oaks, okay?
Well, he lives there. Does he pay to live there? Or did he just walk into someone's home and not leave?
Well, he's paying high property taxes with that offensive line.
Well, yeah, he is being punished.
He
yeah.
is being punished, that's for sure. All right, breaking it live at Texas Card House. Lance is talking a little John
Daspit. John Daspit is the personal injury lawyer who I saw an article about a personal injury lawyer who is being sued because of his behavior. And it was colluding with insurance companies just to get the quickest settlements possible so he could get a check and get out of there. And was not working in the best interest of the you know, the people he was representing. John Daspit understands, look, the people I am representing are going to be, this is extremely important that they have one chance to get this right for their medical bills, for their time missed from work, for their pain and suffering. And he's going to go out of his way to make sure, he and his lawyers, to make sure that you are treated the right way. And that's the difference with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Go to the website, look at all the law they practice, and you're going to find an opportunity to be at the very, to be at the forefront of making sure that your settlement is one that you deserve. And John's going to fight hard for you, and he's going to win. His winning percentage is phenomenal. Most of the time, it won't even get to court. It's DaspitLaw.com. That's DaspitLaw.com.
Inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Card House, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Neither one of them are here. I don't know where they are. I guess they're on their way back, so it's just me and AJ for now. AJ back with us. AJ, we found out something about you last time you were on my show. You're not a Texan fan. You're a Cowboys fan, right?
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan.
So they went through we're just going to do the AJ show until they sit down. So okay. after finding out that you got to play the Eagles in week one, where you're like, okay, cool, we're back on prime time. You're like, oh, no, not the Eagles week one.
I'm excited for it because, I mean, I don't know if you know the stat, but there hasn't been a repeat division champion in the NFC East since, like, 2004. So I'm not scared of them. I don't like the Eagles, so you know how I feel about it.
That used to be an NFC South thing where they never had repeat champions. AJ just informed us there hasn't been a repeat champion in the NFC East since 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah, so – He's a Cowboy fan, if you weren't aware.
Well,
he's not afraid of the Eagles.
He's not afraid of the Eagles. He's a Cowboy fan. Well, listen, the Cowboys aren't a player. I just saw a stat. Six of the last nine head coaches the Cowboys have had did not make the playoffs in their first season. So, AJ, your Cowboys suck.
Mm. Oh,
live
gosh.
With it, okay? If anybody's going to win that division this year, it's going to be Washington.
The Commanders, yeah.
We'll yep. see.
Yeah, no. We will see.
The okay? Cowboys almost swept them last year with Cooper Rush in lineup. By the way, so
no, almost. Wait a minute.
He's not afraid.
Wait a minute. Did you say almost or
yes,
they did
in the so second game? In the second game, Marcus Mariota started. So Trey Lance started, and we barely lost at the end. So
he's not afraid of any of the top teams. He goes, the Cowboys are right there as long as they still
yeah.
As long as they stay healthy, yeah. Right?
No. Everything I've seen out of the Cowboys the last
Pickett, CD, yeah. Dak, Micah, all good. No volatility there. You'll be fine.
I'm not delusional. They'll be better than last year for sure. As long as Dak stays healthy. That's the main thing. But Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. 713-780-3776 is the number. I just got sick seeing, oh, the Cowboys are on this Thursday.
What? Why? They're the Knicks or the Lakers. Well, you know what's coming every year. We know they're going to be a team we have to watch or not watch, but they're going to be in our face every year. It's for all time.
How do they get the first game of the year?
I mean. I gave you the scenario. AJ's very confident in them, but maybe the networks aren't. Hey, let's get a Cowboys game when they're relevant, when they're healthy as they can be.
That's probably.
Against the defending champions and. And it's actually a good thing for us no matter what they think. I don't want to be forced to watch them against the Eagles in November in a game where the Eagles are running away with the division, or at least competing with the Commanders, and the Cowboys are trying to get their seventh win. I don't want to watch that game as a standalone. Just put it during the first week of the season, Thursday night.
They're still in it?
Yeah, and they can get embarrassed on national TV and – if you want to avoid the sports talk shows the next day, mainly like ESPN, then you're good because you don't have to watch Stephen A. Smith put that hat on and do a little strut because the Cowboys have lost again. We're all good because the football weekend is there. We get the Cowboys out of the way on Thursday, and Friday is all about the rest of the games. So I'm with it. Just get them out of the way.
Chase says, hey, what about the Monday night game in Seattle? Is a 10 p.m. game. It's actually a 9 o'clock game. And it's on ESPN Plus only. How about that? Talk about.
It's a little disrespectful.
A little disrespectful.
ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus.
You know, we know, they used to make jokes about we're going to put this game on ESPN like 7 or 8, but ESPN Plus is a thing and the Monday night game's there. Why?
They did that.
They've done it before,
too.
Right? Yeah. But only ESPN Plus?
Only ESPN Plus.
So ESPN 2 is unavailable.
I thought they would do a doubleheader. They do a doubleheader on the week one, right?
Yeah, and they
this is week five.
They're going to have multiple of those. We're going to have two games, and they've done it later in the year, more recently, where it's not only week one. There's been, like you said, week five. They've had them later as well. But ESPN Plus is a slap in the face.
So they play for here at 9 o'clock. ESPN Plus only. It's a 9 o'clock game here, which means it'll last till 12:30 here. Mm-hmm. By the time they get out of, after showers and loading all, they get about 12:30, it'll be over, probably about 2 to an hour and a half to 2.5. They will, and then a 4.5-hour plane ride.
Oh, crap.
They don't get back until 7 in the morning.
Into their beds.
7:30. Mm-hmm. They don't get into their beds until maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. But they got a bye week after that, which is that's leading into the bye.
Into their beds takes 2.5 hours from the facility.
No. Well, it'll take them. You know, by
from
the time
the
they get
to the facility.
From the airport to the facility is about 45 minutes, a good 45-40 minutes or so. And then especially at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Monday.
Well, I don't know where they're flying into. Is that where they're flying out of?
They always fly into George Bush, especially a big plane.
Man,
like
parking
that.
My car.
But they get a police escort. But even still, it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah. So that's okay. So that's a rough one.
That's
a rough one.
That's about as hard as it gets. Mm-hmm.
Now for us, we keep saying
international is probably as hard as it gets.
Yeah, but you are going to play. Well, no, you're
jet
probably
lag and all that stuff. Yeah. It's pretty.
Well, we keep mentioning ESPN Plus, but normally for the local side, for local teams, they'll just put that game on ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people will be able to watch it even if you don't have.
But
ESPN
that's not
Plus.
Considered national. They're going to call it nationally televised, but that's not.
It's not really. No, it's an ESPN Plus game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that one that you got to pay $40 for now? Thanks, Wendy. You need to have her do something about this.
I'll
this
talk
is
to her. I mean, I talked to her this morning. I forgot to ask her about that.
Tell
her how pissed off you are.
Call your boy Trump and tell him, can you do something about this Disney crap? Talk to Bob Iger. Is he still there?
Oh, maybe. Did you trick her into thinking you actually paid attention to what she said? And did you ask, hey, Wendy, how did the upfronts go? Did you ask that question?
I still don't even remember what you're saying. I don't know. She's got meetings tonight and stuff. I don't know. The Houston Rockets, according to this at Bovada, I saw a different one on somebody else. Jimmy Shapiro sent out a different one. But the Rockets are the favorites right now to get Giannis.
I saw a different one. I saw that that San Antonio's the favorites.
Yeah. I had the Rockets at 4-1. This has the Rockets 2-1.
Yeah, I saw Rockets 4-1. Spurs, they had plus 260. They had them as a favorite, but I think the Rockets are the favorite. If the Rockets are interested, but
if he's interested,
Yeah, but I would think he's – you got a chance to win with a good team. Like, why would he not be interested in the Rockets?
You just never know why a guy puts a team on the list. Why did Kevin Durant pick the Suns out of all the teams that he wanted to go play for? Because was Devin Booker that attractive?
Maybe it was. Yeah, maybe.
So you
maybe
never know.
Maybe it was a coach.
You mean the guy they fired, Monty Williams?
Yeah.
You never know what why.
No, you never know, but I would think that all things equal, without knowing what anyone likes and doesn't like, Houston is a pretty good destination. We know Giannis wants to win. We know that he's not a lifestyle guy necessarily. He's a win guy. Houston gives you that chance. They were 2 in the West without a player like him. Now, you would subtract good players to add him, but you've got a serious-minded coach. He's a serious-minded player. You've got a culturally diverse city. If that matters to him. I don't know if it matters to him or not. You've got two Greek fests here, the Festival of Greece and Greek Fest.
Yeah.
So there's 2 of them.
That's true.
He's got 2 of them. We can bring in some.
Nikonikos.
You got Nikonikos, mm-hmm. Multiple locations of that.
Yeah.
While I get the odds thing is for fodder and people talk about it, until that guy tells – well, first he needs to tell him about Milwaukee trade me. And until he says, this is my list, it's all like, okay, we can have the conversation. And you're right. The Rockets have all the assets to make a trade happen, and they also would have what's left over to have a championship team if that's what Giannis
potentially
wants. Potentially. This guy could say, you know what? I like the East Coast. I'd rather stay on the East Coast.
And he could say, my best chance is playing in the East.
In the East, it's easier to get back to Greece if I want to go there, travel. Like the whole thing we do with the Japanese players, and they play on the West Coast. Maybe he's thinking that way. I understand. Make the odds, put them out there, but if
you're talking East, like the Celtics would not have unless they moved Jaylen Brown. Even then, I don't think you have what it takes to get. Like the Bucks would want to find young players. The Rockets are uniquely suited. Where Giannis would want to go in the East, I mean, I suppose he could go to the Bulls. There's a lot of places he could go where he thinks he will elevate them. But you're not. There's really not as many teams in the East. You got 4 teams really in contention. Do they have what it takes to add him? I don't know. I mean, you know, the idea of the Lakers, that is you are literally just buying a casket if that's what you do. You go to the Lakers, you're buying a casket. Because I don't know how the Lakers could make it work, number one. Lakers fans just assume that's going to happen. Spurs fans, what do the Spurs have to offer that is so enticing?
Well, I think –
to the organization.
You got the piece.
To the organization.
Yeah,
to the Bucks.
To the Bucks.
They have. They control the Hawks picks, and the Hawks aren't going to be good, so they don't even have to send
the picks.
They don't even have to send the Spurs picks because the Bucks are going to need picks. They don't really have any, so the Hawks are going to be bad. So you have the opportunity to take advantage of those picks. They have young players that they didn't have to give to get De'Aaron Fox, whether it be Vassell or Sohan or Keldon Johnson, whatever it might be. You think about who's untouchable for them. Probably Castle.
You're going to have to
Wimby,
make some
and Fox. The rest of those guys be sent
no
to
Castle.
Milwaukee.
Well, then too bad. Then Castle, it's a no deal.
Well, we don't know that's no.
Well, we've got Alperen Şengün. We assume he's part of the deal. If you're Milwaukee, as general manager of Milwaukee, wouldn't you demand?
You keep operating in the way that it's going to be open for business. I understand if you're comparing the 2 rosters. Yeah, sure, the Rockets are ahead. But you know what? All Giannis has to go and say is trade me to San Antonio. That's the only place I would sign.
Well, then you don't trade. Then you don't trade him.
Well. Or you do because they'll give you enough that makes it worthwhile.
You can't give me enough to make it worthwhile if Castle's not part of it. Like, you've got to give something to get you. You can't get Giannis.
We talk about this all the time. The only time this has played out where a guy demanded to go someplace and it didn't work out for him is Dame. The history of the NBA shows you no matter what you think the star normally
gets
what he wants.
But he's not an a-hole. So here's the difference. He's shown no inclination to be a public nuisance and a-hole. He would have to play out of character and out of type for him to do that. I don't see him doing that. And if you're Milwaukee, you just watch Nico Harrison literally get burned at the stake for that trade. You show me a trade where he doesn't even get Castle back.
If they get the second overall pick, that'll help. Speaking from a perspective of a guy who says the Rockets have more. But if the Spurs are saying, hey, we're going to give you a jump start with Dylan Harper as a second overall pick,
but
a guy being compared to Cade Cunningham, whatever you might think of that projection, that might be something they really like.
You're talking about one of the best players in basketball.
I understand, but
you got to give us more.
Yeah. That's fine.
But I don't even care if it's the Rockets. If the Rockets say, we're out on him, we want to run it back. I'm still saying I just saw Nico Harrison not get enough back for Luka. And Anthony
James
Davis
Harden
is one
was
of
one of the best players in basketball. What star player did the Rockets give up?
Well, they got tons
up?
Of picks, and they
or
were,
get back,
they were in a
me. Exactly.
They were in a reset.
The Spurs have tons of picks to give away. That's what I'm talking about, and young players. But, the Rockets didn't give up nearly as much or get back nearly as much.
All right, we're going to break it here. We're way behind. 713-780-3776. We'll see what happens with Giannis. But we do have Ime talking about Fred for the first time, so we will hear that on the other side.
I bet it's glowingly.
Well, you will see. You'll see for yourself. But right now, I'm going to see about Air Team LTD. I've used Air Team LTD. I think Air Team LTD does an excellent, excellent job. Air Team LTD is airteamltd.com is one of the premier air conditioning places in this city. And I saw it firsthand. I had to put in a couple of air conditioners at the house. And I got to tell you, they were so professional. The expertise, the knowledge that they had, the price that I got. There are rebates going on right now. There's no interest and no payments for 3 months to start this thing. The summer heat is here. We got 90 degrees every day. Have you looked at your air conditioner? And if your air conditioner needs something right now, if it needs Freon or if there's something going on with the motor, now is the time to do it. Not when the 100 degree weather is here and it's going to break down. This is the time right now to go to airteamltd.com. Tell them that you heard it right here. Get your stuff checked out, especially if you haven't done it in a while, airteamltd.com.
Bank Studios, located at Texas Card House.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here with us, 713-780-3776. Astros won. That was a fun win. That was a good one. I mean, the game was really, really boring until the Astros Isak Paredes with another home run, a shot. Now he's starting to hit like we thought. Coming from, you know, the statistics of how many balls he hit in Wrigley that would have been home runs at Minute Maid or at Daikin, they're starting to come through now. He had the game winner the other night, and he started the scoring last night. It was really, though, it was Jeremy Pena night. 4-for-4, the game-winning RBI, two RBIs, the game-winning RBI, doubling down the line. He is on fire. Dude, he's got over 1,000 OPS this month, only surpassed by Jake Meyers' OPS this month. But the two of them are in the top 10 in OPS this month in all of Major League Baseball. So a really, really nice night. And Mauricio Dubon with two bloop doubles down the line. But coming through big time as he got the tying run home, and then Jeremy Pena knocked him in with the game winner in the eighth inning. So that was a fun night. That was a good one. It was boring and terrible for about the first six innings, and then the bats finally came alive.
It's a little bit boring baseball this year. I'm not going to lie.
It is.
If I'm being honest, some of it is because it's new guys that I'm not emotionally attached to throughout the middle of the lineup. That's part of it. Bunch of new relievers, new starters yesterday in that case. It's kind of a different team. It's just I don't have an emotional attachment to a lot of the guys, so it takes time.
Wisniewski started. Gusto is a starter.
Yeah.
And now we got Colton Gordon a starter. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And look at the relievers, too.
Well, yeah, the relievers are doing a hell of a job.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's new guys, too.
Yeah.
But that's the nature, frankly, of, like, it's rare to give the three-year deal to the Monteros. What you usually do is say, thanks for your service. And then you bring in other guys. You don't run it back because relievers are – there's too many outliers. Like a reliever can be really good 1 year and bad the next year. And Jeff Bagwell and the Astros bought into the, we can't possibly lose Montero after this World Series. Let's give him a three-year deal.
That's all of the guys that money. They gave money to. Yeah.
Well, Nerys wouldn't have been much better.
Yeah. No, Reese wouldn't have been better. But neither of them. Why are you doing that? And then you had Presley and his antics last year. 713-780-3776. So you're saying that the Astros, when they didn't have a GM, made some bad decisions.
I'm saying that.
Is that what you're trying to put
given
across?
Given a 3-year contract of any amount to a reliever that's not a closer or a premier setup man is stupid.
What's the list of top 5 guys you'll never forgive as far as making decisions? Silas is on the list. He'll always get referenced for ruining the first couple years of this
team.
Yeah,
it's not decision, but
well,
it's, yeah.
For his,
well, Jack Easterby is one.
Easterby, Silas will get get a mention.
Bagwell
will get his.
Bagwell's going to get a mention. Bill O'Brien should get a mention. I mean, Bill O'Brien's the one who orchestrated, well, he along with Jack orchestrated what was eventually tearing down people's careers and an entire organization. And they were bad people behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I have no respect for that. So
Easterby
and O'Brien.
O'Brien.
Silas is kind of a patsy. Like,
well,
we put him in there, but
I mean, to me, he's Bo Porter. He just inherited a crap team,
and he was just the
sacrificial lamb.
But he wasn't ready to be. He doesn't have the personality to be a head coach.
Bad decisions. Did he? P. Diddy?
He's not a
Houston
guy.
Well, he's not a Houston guy. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he did stuff. Jeff Bagwell.
We mentioned AJ Hinch. Not 2019.
Oh, that was a bad decision.
But we love A.J. Hinch, but that decision's not going anywhere.
No.
2019, not bringing in Garrett Cole?
Yeah.
Like, what can we do about that?
Oh, it's just pulling Greinke, period. I mean, in favor of Harris, that was, oh, my God.
Is there any other basketball ones? Not really that I can think of. I guess Daryl continued to give James all that power, but that's kind of Daryl. You know what? Kind of Daryl, after doing a good job, he didn't understand how to take the next step, and he ran us right into a cul-de-sac and killed us.
Yep.
Like,
wow.
Literally ran it into
the
ground.
Us.
Killed the organization, yeah.
Wow.
And that's because of Daryl's just
– I feel like I died, but okay.
Yeah, it was literally like a Titanic.
Pro basketball was dead for several years.
Here it was.
Yeah.
For here. All right. John Schill on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, let's talk a little Gulf Coast Chevy.
Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC. My son went down, and he said it was great. Went to get his oil done. They took a look at everything. He said, what else do I need for schedule maintenance? They said, actually, we're going to check your air filter, but you're good. They don't want to do unnecessary maintenance on your vehicle. That's not how they operate. He drives the Buick Envision, and I'm here to tell you right now, there is a great deal on the Buick Envision right now. 0.9% APR financing on Buick Encore GX or Envision for well-qualified buyers. The Encore GX also comes with a $3,000 purchase allowance, while the Envision has a $1,000 purchase allowance for current eligible non-GM owners and lessees, and no monthly payments for 90 days. Find your Buick at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Craig DeSurf wants to make you a great offer. He's going to give you tremendous trade-in value for your vehicles right now, and you are going to end up having a vehicle in the Buick that you love. I drive the Enclave right now. Handles smooth, and the interior is like a home away from home. It's beautiful. Buick, exceptional by design.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.